North Korea has withdrawn from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, but says it has no intention of producing nuclear weapons at this stage. It also cautioned the U.S. not to take military action against it, saying a new Korean War will finally lead to the Third World War. The North Korean announcement was made as New Mexico Governor and former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Bill Richardson, met last night with two North Korean envoys in an attempt to ease tensions. North Korea began to reactivate its nuclear facilities last month in violation of a 1994 agreement with the Clinton administration. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright served in the Clinton administration. She became the highest-ranking U.S. official ever to visit North Korea when she met with Kim Jong-il in Pyongyang in October 2000.
I had about 12 hours of meetings with Kim Jong-il, in which we had laid out some of the preliminary aspects of an agreement in which they would limit their export of missile technology and would in fact abide by a variety of other limits that we were interested in. But we ran out of time, and so we then briefed the incoming Bush administration Secretary Powell and Condoleezza Rice, and they seemed to be interested in pursuing what we had laid down.
The Bush administration looked like it was going to pursue and didn't.
Right. We were working very closely with South Korea and Japan. That is one of the key aspects of this. And President Kim Dae-jung of South Korea believed that it was important to try to lessen the danger on the Korean Peninsula by engagement. So we were doing this in very close cooperation and in step with them. And Kim Dae-jung, I think, expected the administration to go forward. And as you remember, there was a pretty difficult meeting when he came to the United States. And Secretary Powell, at that stage, in fact, had to come out and say that the policy was going to be different. So I think that these mixed signals contributed to the problem. That is not to say that anybody is responsible in the United States for the crisis that has developed with North Korea, but I do think that the mixed signals contributed to the problem.
When it came to light that North Korea was restarting its enriched uranium program, the Bush administration refused direct talks. Were they right to do that?
No, and I think what is most interesting is that they've changed their minds. I credit them with listening to what many people have been saying. As I understand it, the Bush administration has now agreed to direct talks. I think what is very important for people to know is that talking is not appeasement. That is how you come to various agreements. I think that in conversations or dialogue that we have with a country that we disagree with, it is important to make very clear what we don't like and what we would like to see changed. If you don't talk to them, you can't make that point. And if I could just remind people, is we actually talked to Stalin, and we talked to Mao Zedong, and we talked to these countries that did have nuclear potential and reality, and we made agreements with them.
Your critics say the Clinton administration succumbed to blackmail in 1994 by agreeing to give economic assistance to North Korea in exchange for the North's promise to freeze its plutonium weapons program.
Well, I think that's a ridiculous argument, because what we saw was that we were in a very dangerous situation, and I do not agree that it was blackmail. It was an agreement that was made in which we were going to provide light water reactors, heavy fuel oil, and make sure that the people were fed. The people in North Korea are starving, and they were, in fact, going to desist from their plutonium program. It's very easy to criticize, but we did manage to avoid a major military confrontation in 1994. By taking the action that we did, and most importantly, we managed to make sure that the fuel rods in Yongbyon were frozen, and we knew that had they not been frozen, by now there might have been 50 nuclear weapons that have been produced. So I think it was a very useful and good agreement.
How reliable are any talks with Kim Jong-il?
Well, I think that We have to look at the record. To some extent, he has abided by a variety of agreements. As I said, they did have the fuel rods at Yongbyong frozen, and they did allow inspections. The main thing, though, that we can never forget is that he is a dictator, and he makes the decisions, and he can change the decisions. But I think for us to assume that he's crazy is not useful. He is the product of his upbringing and of this cult of personality, which is beyond anything that I've ever seen, and the propagandized population who believes that they aren't living any worse than anybody else in the world is a serious problem that we have to take into consideration as we deal with him.
Can he be influenced? And if so, is that a job best left to Russia, China, and South Korea?
Well, I think what he wants is to have international recognition. In some ways, he's managed to get it negatively now. He is on the cover of both Time and Newsweek. But I think that what is important is for him to realize that the recognition he might get in a greater form would come from living up to agreements rather than breaking them. But what he mostly wants is recognition from the United States. And I think that that provides us with leverage.
And what else should be done besides talking?
Well, I think that what has to happen here is to be supportive of the South Korean policy of engagement. I also think that food should not be used as a political weapon. And I think that the North Koreans also have to hear from the Russians and the Chinese and the rest of the international community that what they're doing is unacceptable, that this is not the way to gain prestige. Just looking at it as a political analyst, they are using what tools they have, which in their case happens to be their ability to produce missile parts and sell them. And we have to be aware of that and try to figure out how not to have them do that in a place that I would say is one of the most dangerous in the world. I've been to the DMZ. It is completely creepy. They have soldiers staring at you through binoculars. They are propagandizing. It's a very bad place, and we need to know that, and we need to figure out how to defuse the situation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Madeleine Albright was Secretary of State in the Clinton administration.